Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you have been listening and you continue to listen, well, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. We consider that a sign of very high intelligence, and we thank you for that, for being part of our day and for spending a little time with us. And I know you're going to get smarter now because Brad Huskin is in the building. Brad is the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet and an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, and he's my good friend. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Brad, one of the things I love about salespeople, commissioned salespeople, is that they're actually the most concentrated form of capitalism on the planet.
Yes, they are.
If you think about it. I mean, their sole purpose in life is to sell stuff and make money.
Exactly.
You know, okay, now, all right, folks, don't get excited. I was a salesperson. I loved my customers. I took good care of them. I made sure they got good service. I cared about them. They were my friends, all that touchy-feely stuff. I understand all that. But at the heart and soul of a salesperson is I need to sell stuff so I could make money.
Well, and that, what's amazing is that salespeople are the highest paid people on the planet and the lowest paid people on the planet.
Yeah, yeah. And so if we're talking about salespeople, folks, if you walked up to a salesperson and you say, what do you want to do today? What's your goal for this week? They're going to say, I want to sell more stuff. Now, Brad, you're just the guy to tell them how to do that.
Exactly. And I thought today that we'd talk about three ways that salespeople can increase their sales, and understanding that, number one, that if each salesperson looks at their job or their profession as a business within a business, how do they grow that business within the business and take control of their own destiny and make as much money as they want to make if they're on commission? And the three simple ways are, number one, to get more people to contact your company or get more people to come in. Number two would be to sell more of the people that are already coming in. And number three would be to sell more to the people that you're already selling. And now we can expand upon those three basic premises, but how do we get more people to contact our company? And there's a multitude of different ways that salespeople can do that, which is, number one way is to ask every existing customer that they have for a referral.
Right.
Which,
how do you do that? But that's an art. It can be as easy as saying, you know, I would appreciate it if you'd give me referrals, but it could be a lot more sophisticated and a lot more effective than that. Tell us how to do that.
Absolutely. Well, there's a multitude of different ways. The whole premise is you got to ask. And I know that people that, you know, one of the interesting stats that I got from the music industry is that 60% of all the pianos sold in the country today are sold as a piece of furniture, not as a musical instrument, which really boggled my mind when you really think about it.
And I bet you within 12 months, it's down to about 15%.
I would guess so.
I mean about 85% furniture.
Probably. And that's just re-emphasized the whole point of asking every customer that's buying a piano, who else do you know that may be interested in a fine piano?
And a fine piece of furniture.
And
an incredibly, ridiculously expensive piece of furniture.
And if people are buying grand pianos because the neighbors have one, then let's ask for the neighbors' names, addresses, and telephone numbers.
That's right. Absolutely.
If somebody's getting their laundry finished or a new landscaping job or new windows in their home, the exact same thing holds true. And in a service industry, like I was just talking about, landscaping, windows, siding, those kinds of things, I believe in the 5 up, 5 down, 10 across rule.
Oh.
That's where you just put a little hang tag on the doors, 5 doors down, 5 doors up, and 10 doors across.
Wow.
On any item that's deliverable, so to speak.
So if I'm installing siding or storm doors or pouring concrete or fixing the roof or delivering furniture or cabinets or whatever to 103 Maple Avenue, go five, say that again, how do you do that?
5 doors up, 5 doors down, and 10 across.
And then I've got a little thing I hang on the doors.
Yeah, a little hang tag on the door, a little something saying your neighbor's just got a new patio.
What if they're home? Do I just go ahead and knock on the door?
Wouldn't hurt. That might be the more aggressive way. But the whole idea is to get them
they're probably not going to shoot you, but I like the hang tag idea. I think that's a good idea. It's kind of a subtle way to say, hey, I'm here. I didn't want to bother you, but I'm here if you need me. Stand by. Brad Huskin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, we always have a lot of fun when Brad's in the building. Stay with us. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Good night. Now it's time. Then he makes it fast with one more thing.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Brad Huskin. He's telling us about how to get more sales. You know, Brad, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
Oh, okay. It's www.iastraining.com.
And they can find your books there. I'm a salesman, not a PhD, and
munchies
for salespeople.
Yep, and all the other products that we have.
And you got videos and DVDs.
CDs and tests and mystery shoppers kits. And
your weekly newsletter. They can subscribe to that. That's free there, too, isn't it?
Yep, that's called Sales Insight. It's sent by email every week.
It's outstanding, folks. I encourage you to check it out. Brad, I don't know how many times in my life, in my career, I have accomplished something that other people thought was kind of, you know, it was noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Steve Forbes wrote the foreword for my first book.
Right.
Arnold Palmer wrote the foreword for my second book. Now, I have to admit that's kind of, to a lot of people, that's kind of noteworthy.
I would think so.
And so what's funny, though, is when IBM became our sponsor several years ago, you know, when those kinds of things happen, I've had people say, how did you do that? And you know what I would tell them? I asked them.
It's just all about
it. It's a little bit more technical than that, but basically, I had to ask. And isn't that one of the best ways to get more sales? Is just to learn how to ask.
Well, you know, I've always heard that the best book on sales and salesmanship is Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And the guy just kept asking.
Yeah.
That's the whole.
I'm Sam. What is it? I'm Sam. I am, and I want green eggs and ham. Or something. I've forgotten. I read that book. That was big when my kids were little. I read that book 1,000 times.
Yep, exactly, and that's probably where you get a lot of your sales skills.
Probably so.
Generating more traffic, I think that it's important that salespeople get involved in their community and do a lot of networking. And
do you meet salespeople these days who really don't know how to ask, or they emotionally and personality wise they just literally can't ask for the introduction or for a midway close, an interim close, or a final close? Have you met people who are like that?
Yeah, all the time.
They're not successful, though, are they?
No, they're really not. And it just amazes me. And I was talking to a guy the other day who went to a large box store, I'm not going to say the name of it, on Black Friday, and tried to buy a plasma TV, and the sales guy actually told him to wait a couple of months till the prices came down.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I keep hearing stories like that over and over and over again, and it's just people want to buy things, and salespeople are deterring them from doing it.
Well, that's obviously not a commission salesperson. But here's the other thing, Brad. Here's a tip, folks. If you're interviewing someone for a sales job, don't hire them that moment. Make them leave your room. Make them get up and walk out. And now you can go catch them in the yard if you want to, or in the parking lot, and ask them to come back. But make them leave, because when they get up, If they don't ask you for the job, they're not going to ask your customers for the business.
That's absolutely true. You know, and that's just one of the things you got to look for.
You only get that kind of insight right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, Brad.
Well, I know that. And that's
you never heard anybody else say that.
Right there.
I mean, it's the truth, isn't it?
The two smartest guys on the planet, I got to tell you.
That's right. But isn't that the truth? I mean, if you got to have – I really – more and more I believe in personality profiling so that you know whether you're hiring an accountant personality or a sales personality or what.
And that was one of the questions on I do testing for salespeople now before
Good.
We hire them, aptitude testing.
And if somebody wanted you to help them with that, you'd do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to. But
IAStraining.com.
www.iastraining.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the questions is, which type of customer would you ask to buy? And I list five or six different types of customers, and it's amazing how many people pick out one or two, and the answer is all of them. Anybody that approaches your business has some want, need, or desire for your merchandise, and you got to ask them to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that simple. So,
well, or how many times are you in a social setting, maybe at a dinner or something, at a restaurant, and someone would look over at me and say, you know, I really would like to have more bread. Excuse me, garçon, more bread, please. You know, they'll sit there and want more bread forever. When all they got to do is, you know, and I'm you know, I've got them bread in 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
You know, and just ask. And if you can't ask, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't ask people for stuff, that's okay. We love you. You've got a great future in professionally speaking, doing something. We know that. And we know, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. But don't try to be a salesperson.
Exactly. You can't be shy. You can't be timid. You got to just ask people.
I'll never be a brain surgeon because I'm not smart enough. So I get that. You know, I got that a long time ago. I chose to be a salesperson.
Right. I'll never be a politician because I couldn't stand the background check.
Well, and you have this thing about telling the truth.
Exactly.
this quirky little thing about telling the truth. Okay, yep. What else do we need to know?
Well, like I started to say, it just amazes me how many salespeople don't network and don't even carry their business cards along with them and use that as an opportunity to hand their business cards out just to, you know, shake hands and get to know people and get involved in the community, whether through the Rotary or the Chamber of Commerce or...
And you know what else? Here's the other thing about the card thing. We got to go to a break here in a second, Brad.
Okay.
People don't hand their cards out. Now, folks, you shouldn't meet somebody socially and immediately hand them your business card. But if there's any kinds, if you get to know them at all, and any kind of business, even a teeny tiny little bit of business, all you got to do is hand them your card and say, please let me know if there's anything I can do to help you.
Or if in the social environment they say something like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah. And don't say, here's my product, let me sell you stuff. Just say, let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Stand by, quick break, Tim Till, right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's all free, no barrier to entry. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog, which you can also subscribe to. We update that Monday through Friday. Brad Huskin is our guest. We're talking about sales tips from the master, which Brad is, and how to get more sales, how to help your salespeople and you, if you are one, get more sales. Brad, what else we need to know?
Well, I think that I know we don't have a lot of time left, but one of the major components that salespeople need to realize is that the most powerful form of advertising is word of mouth. And if they can just give each and every one of their customers such exceptional customer service that actually causes and promotes word of mouth advertising, I'm pretty darn sure they're going to be successful.
And here's how the referral happens off of that. If you do what Brad just said, somebody will say, Brad, I'd really appreciate the good service. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is a referral moment.
Exactly.
Tell us what we do then, Brad.
Well, and once you get the referral, then you get a call and follow up with them.
No, I'm sorry. When they say, good job, then what are we? What tell us what we got to say to follow up on that? That's like a buying signal, folks. You've told you, Brad's helped us understand what buying signals are. That's a referral signal. When they say that to you, they're so proud of you at that moment. That's the time to ask them for a referral. Brad, how do you do that?
Just say, well, gosh, who else do you know that may be interested in siding or windows or a new roof or a new patio? Geez, would you mind taking a few of my cards and hand them out to your friends that may be interested in?
I don't like the idea of giving them more than one card, but because that's a little cumbersome unless they'll take them. But Brad, one of the things that I think I would like to hear and that I've told people is this, John, thank you for that. We try really hard in our company, and I'll tell you, we don't spend a lot of money on marketing because we like to rely on referrals. And if you're happy with what we do, would you be willing to tell your friends about us?
Absolutely.
And hopefully they'll say yes. And then all you got to do is say, well, I really would appreciate that. If all you have to do is tell them we did a good job for you, and if you will let us know who you told that to, who might be interested, if you'll let us know, we'll follow up with them. And here's one thing I used to tell people, Brad. Because I used to, in my consulting business, it was 100% referral, 100%.
Yes.
And when they would call me and they'd say, Jim, I've got a friend that you probably ought to give a call to. What I would say to them is I'd say, John, if they're your friend now, they'll be your friend after I leave them. I let them know that I will take care of their friend, and they'll be just as happy with me as he was.
Well, and another key there, too, is that I always ask them, do you mind if I mention your name when I'm following up with that referral?
Right.
And if they say, don't, go ahead and mention my name, then I'm going to use that person's name to get my foot in the door, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's another key as well. So
now, one thing people will do, sometimes they'll think of somebody. They'll think, you know, I know somebody. You ought to call them. And I would say, well, have you ever mentioned my name to them? And they would say, no, perhaps. And I say, well, I'm going to ask you to do me one teeny tiny favor. When you get a chance, either make a phone call or next time you see them, would you just mention my name? And that way, when I call, I'll already have an entree. That's very powerful, isn't it, Brad?
Absolutely. Yeah, man, that's it. That whole point of the word of mouth advertising, getting one person to tell another person, and many of us have grown an entire business that way.
I did.
You know, you're
I
the
sure
same
did.
Way as I am.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what else?
Well, I think that you got to get on the telephone. You got to call your existing customers and get them to buy more from you. And for some reason, people are very shy or timid about getting on the telephone and using the telephone as the sales tool that it's designed to be. And if they're happy with what you've done in the past, then they may need you again for some future project.
How many times have you bought something and driven from one company, driven by a company you bought that same thing from last time, and said, you know, I would have bought from that guy again, but he didn't call me and ask me?
Exactly.
And you just happened to be on the other side of town, and you stopped and bought this thing, whatever it might be. And I've actually said, I bet that guy would not be happy if he knew I just spent $1,000 with somebody else.
Well, and that was one of the interesting stats that I just read in the jewelry industry, is that 60% of all wedding bands are bought at a different place than the engagement ring.
What?
Yeah. And what does that mean, that 60% of the time you're doing such a lousy job? That
somebody did a lousy job, that's for
exactly.
sure. Hey,
so
Brad, give us your website.
For the business.
Give us your website again.
www.iastraining.com.
Where they always ask for the business, right, Brad?
Exactly.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Good job and happy holidays.
See you next time.
Okay, Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military sending a post around the world for you and for me. God bless them. God be with them. I'm Jim Blassingame. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.